Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Deputy Chief Minister Yantung Obadun said the Union Budget 2024 showcases the NDA government's commitment to progress under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Obadun said the budget addresses key sectors like agriculture, energy, skill development, manufacturing and research and development and aims to uplift all sections of society, particularly the poor, women, youth and farmers. He said a focus on employment creation and skill development is evident with significant support for MSMEs and increased mudra loan limits. The Deputy Chief Minister said the PM Jan Jatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan, covering 63,000 villages, promises holistic development for our tribal communities, benefiting 5 crore people. Burton added that this budget lays a strong foundation for the future and is a historic step forward, combining economic growth with the energy and potential of our youth. Both Houses of Parliament took up discussion on Union Budget 2024-25 yesterday. In the Lok Sabha initiating the discussion, Kumari Selja of Congress raised the issue of unemployment, saying it is increasing day by day in the country. She questioned why the government is not taking steps to fill up vacancies in central government departments. Biplab Kumar Deb of BJP said that when the BJP government came to power in 2014, India was in fragile five. He said the government has made the economic system transparent. Deb said the economic survey has estimated a real GDP growth of 6.5% to 7% in 2024-25. In a Rajya Sabha Congress MP, P. Chidambaram raised the issue of unemployment and inflation. He said unemployment is the biggest problem, saying that a production-linked incentive scheme has not generated enough jobs in the country. State Mission Director Samakra Shiksha Dimsunaro Iyer called upon teachers to give equal importance to sports and co-curricular activities as recommended by the National Education Policy. Speaking at a week-long Shiksha Saptah Education Week at GMS Dikhel Kohima Village in commemoration of the 4 years of the National Education Policy 2020, Iyer emphasized on the importance of sports for the holistic development of students. She said that sports enhance mental caliber as well as build team spirit, healthy competition and character in an individual. Joint Mission Director Samakra Shiksha, Dr. Gavi Rio, summarized the concept of week-long event to the students and congratulated them for their active participation. The day saw students avidly participating in various games and sports. Special focus was given to traditional games and sports such as wrestling, stilt walking, wood carting and spinning top. The day's event were held with the aim to generate awareness about physical fitness and promote a healthy lifestyle for the all-round growth and development of the students. The week-long event will culminate on Saturday. Minister for Communication and Development of North Eastern Region, Jyoti Raditya M. Sindhya, said that out of the 17,611 villages or habitation in the border areas of the country, around 16,818 villages are covered with mobile coverage. In a written reply to Lok Sabha yesterday, Sindhya said 16,515 villages are covered with 4G mobile connectivity. He said a government through funding from Universal Service Obligation is implementing various schemes to provide mobile network coverage to uncovered villages in the country. The minister further added that the government has taken other initiatives to enhance mobile connectivity in the country, including the border areas. Mount D College, WOKA, organized an Indian Air Force, IAF, Agnivir Vayu Recruitment Awareness Outreach Program yesterday. Resource persons from the Airmen Selection Center, Guwahati, Junior Warrant Officer Amarnath Gupta and Senior Non-Commissioned Officer Sunil Kumar provided insights into various career opportunities within the Indian Air Force. They elaborated on the different types of entries available for various branches of the IAF, the selection process and the benefits. The resource persons also gave a presentation on the Agnipath scheme, covering the terms and conditions of the scheme, minimum educational requirements, mandatory medical standards, rank structure, and associated perks. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.